It's time now for your letters and one correction. Yesterday, we read the poem Abbottabad, written by a man we called Sir General James Abbott. He's said to have been the founder of the city where Osama bin Laden was killed. Well, some of you quickly noted that his proper title is not Sir General, but General Sir James Abbott. Well, to all of you keen-eared Anglophiles out there, thank you and our apologies.
We also had a birthday yesterday, all things considered, turned 40, and you filled our inbox with birthday greetings. Carol Till of Wheat Ridge, Colorado writes this: "When my husband and I started dating 15 years ago, he was an avid ATC listener and I was not. I dubbed it Chicken and Baby Radio because it seemed that every time I listened, there would be a remote interview with a chicken crowing or a baby crying in the background. Now, I'm a daily listener, and when I hear a chicken or a baby on ATC, it makes my day. Thanks for your great reporting, and keep those stories from fun locations coming."
And Aaron Howald of Nashville writes, "I, too, was born on May 3rd, 1971. It may be one of few things we have in common. Frankly, as a gun-owning, free-market capitalist libertarian, I frequently disagree with your editorial leanings. However, I appreciate your intelligent analysis, even if it is occasionally based on assumptions I don't share. Whoever learned anything in an echo chamber? So, I'm writing to say thanks for the thoughtful, challenging, occasionally infuriating programming. Here's hoping we both have at least another 40 good years." And the same to you, Mr. Howell. Thanks to you and to everyone who wrote in with birthday wishes.
We appreciate all your comments, even the not-so-nice ones. You can always write to us by visiting npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.